Dawlish Heritage Trail, Hub Number 6, A Restless Coastline. This is one of Britain's most spectacular coastal landscapes. Wind and water are constantly reshaping the coastline, and the bay is a superb habitat for a wide range of wildlife. Dawlish is famous for its red sandstone cliffs. About 270 million years ago, the sand they're made from lay in loose dunes in a huge desert. The desert was surrounded by mountains, and when rain fell on the mountains, it washed sand and pebbles downhill into the desert. That's why you can see bands of pebbles forming layers within the cliffs. Iron oxide, rust, gives the cliffs their deep red colour and binds grains of sand together. But the cliffs are not very resistant to erosion. Wind, rain, and the sea are always wearing them away, creating unusual shapes and hollows, known as honeycomb weathering. These make great nesting and roosting nooks for a range of birds, including herring gulls, rock pipits, and the occasional kestrel. Several species of solitary bees and wasps also burrow in the soft cliffs. You can see more birds down on the beach. Energetic sanderlings scurry in and out of the waves looking for morsels of food washed up by the sea. And turnstones work together to turn over seaweed, driftwood and even stones looking for food. When the tide goes out, it leaves evidence of the wealth of wildlife in our seas. The shells of cockles, razor clams and whelk act like a coat of armour for these creatures that live in the wet sand or on rocks in coastal areas. Leathery mermaids' purses are the egg cases of the lesser spotted dogfish, a small member of the shark family. Explore the tideline on the beach and see what you can discover. Explore the fascinating history of Dawlish by visiting the 15 information hubs around the town. Each location is shown on the map in the Heritage Trail leaflet, which you can pick up from the Tourist Information Centre and other places in the town.